Hello and welcome back to the weekly Brawl Rankings. This is your host, Masquerade, back with another episode. So today is going to be a bit of a quick one. I just wanted to talk about why I did not upload last weekend and also just talk about some thoughts I have on the stuff coming in the update. Shouldn't be too far away by now. We finally got the sneak peeks for Power League this morning, actually. So here's the reason why I didn't upload last weekend. So we went to visit some family we went to visit some family and I did not have the time to upload. I did not know it was happening until like the day of, pretty much, so I couldn't like pre-record something or check if I could record something there. Basically, it just didn't work out. I actually tried to do an episode like this just saying why I wasn't uploading at their house, but for some reason their Wi-Fi wasn't working that great, and for some reason I couldn't actually add the audio segment to an episode. So believe me, I tried to get this out then, but it did not work out. So I decided to wait until now, just because it's Saturday and this is when people expect me to upload generally. The main episode will be coming out tomorrow. I was going to do two episodes, both being a ranking slash tier list or something, but because I couldn't really record until very late in the week, I wasn't going to spend like multiple hours to like write out the notes and record two full-length episodes. That just doesn't sound like fun. Like, the episode tomorrow, the notes took me not one, not two, but over 3 hours to do. I mean, a lot of effort went into that one, and I hope you guys will be looking forward to it. I really thought that it was a pretty neat idea, so that's coming out tomorrow, most likely. Cannot guarantee. As we all know, my life is pretty shaky and very flexible, but in the wrong way. So yeah, that's why I didn't upload. Big ol' episode tomorrow. Well, it might not be big, but at least the preparation took a while, so that's something. Let's just talk about some of the stuff coming in the update. First of all, the new brawler, we have Stu, the safety test unit. People are theorizing, you could say. You unlock him at 10,000 trophies. I like this. Just having the trophy road at brawlers ending at 8,000 when 10,000 is a thing didn't really sit right with me. I have like a very minor case of invisible OCD, or I don't have it at all, but I feel like I do sometimes. So them putting a brawler at 10K trophies feels really nice. I actually legitimately saw a meme on Reddit complaining that there's a mega box for 10k being removed. Like, dude, a mega box is likely going to get you nothing, but it's being replaced by a literal brawler. Like, chill. I think it's not a unique concept, but it's a really cool concept that I don't think anyone's really considered. As you guys probably know, he charges the super in one hit, but the super is not that amazing. People are saying he's going to be a really high skill cap brawler. I kind of doubt that, honestly. I don't know. It just feels like movement speed plus plus. I don't know. It doesn't really seem like he's going to be that high skill cap. I mean, obviously, noobs are going to suck with him and get themselves killed over and over, obviously. But I don't feel like he's going to be too hard of a brawler to play, honestly. It doesn't really seem that bad. But he looks like he's really fun to play. Gonna be the new Mortis in Brawl Ball, probably, which is kind of sad. I don't know. In my opinion, he's probably going to be really, really strong in some modes, but terrible in others. Like, probably, I mean, he's going to be most likely insanely strong in Brawl Ball and potentially Showdown. Oh, speaking of Showdown, I hate playing Showdown nowadays just because if you get pinched at the beginning of the game, you're done. If you get teamed on, you might be done. Like, I take out teamers around probably 40-50% of the time, which is pretty good considering it's a 2 or 3 on 1, but I hate Showdown nowadays, and it's basically every single day one of my daily quests is for Showdown, so that's sad. But yeah, he's probably going to be pretty good in Showdowns. More likely solos than duos, but we'll have to see. But like modes that require a lot of control, he's going to be worse at, just because he's better at getting in and getting, I don't know, getting damage, getting somewhere. But he might be a little bit lackluster when it comes to keeping an area held down. But basically, What I'm trying to say is, he seems like a really fun brawler. He might be really good in some modes, where might be really bad in others. I like it. It's a good addition. I also like that a lot of his voice lines make it sound like his files are corrupted or he's damaged in some way, just because he's like a crash test bot in some way. One of his voice lines says like, "Blah blah blah, you dummy." I find that funny because he's like a test unit, so it's like a reference to crash dummies. I don't know. I noticed that. I like the concept. I like it. I'm gonna really enjoy playing him. I obviously can also save my boxes, which I will definitely be a fan of. I have quite a few of them at this point. But probably the thing that I'm most excited for in this update is definitely Power League, just because I haven't really done Power Play probably for, I mean, it's been like for the better half of a year. I haven't done really any Power Play. I almost, like, when I was doing Power Play, I was trying to get over 1,000, but I most seasons that end up being just short, just because, like, my teammates, like one day I'd play by myself, or my teammates disconnected during one. Like, a lot of stuff happened. Basically, I was not doing Power Play. I was not enjoying it. Actually, the times where I would do Power Play, it's kind of funny. I would do Power Play to complete quests, and it's like, what if Power Play's heist, and I have a heist quest, but heist isn't in rotation? I do it for my quest, so I find that pretty funny. But yeah, I'm glad it's being removed and replaced by Power League. Power League is much better, in my opinion, because it lasts much longer, and you're not punished for missing a day or two, which I really love. There's also a ban phase, so if a really strong brawler is really annoying, you can ban them, and it's fine. I guess there's just a lot of prep, so there's more thought goes into things. I kind of like the concept of random maps, even though I'm going to end up playing on maps that I don't like quite a lot. One gripe I have, though, is that if anyone disconnects for any reason during the setup phase, or even during the game, I'm pretty sure, everyone gets booted out. So be careful. Don't be upset. Actually, you can be upset. Don't be surprised when you get kicked out of every, like, one every five games. Just because, I mean, it's six people in a match. Someone's ought to disconnect every few sets. So that's going to happen, and that's going to be annoying. I also reached tier 70 of the Brawl Pass. That's pretty exciting. Ronin Ruffs, I like it. It's just, the colors are kind of monotone. So it's a decent skin, but I'm mainly pointing this out because I now can open my tier 70 pin pack. Because Bo's pins are actually being animated in this update, I'm looking for some Bo pins. Don't have any yet. Let's see what I get. All right, we got Angry Frank. I like that one. I'm pretty sure his pins are being animated too. Angry B. That's fine. I'm not a huge fan of that. And Thumbs Up Gene. You know what? That wasn't awful. Let's see, do I have any pins for any of those brawlers? I do have the Happy Gene pin, which is a little bit upsetting because Happy Gene pin is basically Thumbs Up pin, but worse. So I have a useless Gene pin, that's fun. Okay, Frank pin is already equipped. Was B. I don't have a B pin. You don't have a B pin, and Gene, here we go. So now I have Smiling Gene pin. Slightly Smiling Gene pin, and Smiling Gene pin, but he's also doing a thumbs up. That's pretty sweet. That's obviously sarcasm. Same thing for Nita. I have the Happy Nita and the Thumbs Up Nita. I have not had the most insane look with pin packs. I mean, that wasn't awful, but I'll take it. No bow pins, though. Crow's pins are being animated this update. I quite like some of them. I don't think I saw the Crow Heart pin. I love the Crow Heart pin. It looks really nice. And I didn't actually, the video that I watched that displayed some of the animations didn't actually show that one, which is kind of sad because I want to see what it looks like. But the angry one where he turns into Phoenix Crow is pretty nice. His standard pin is amazing. For some reason, all the standard pins are just, all the animated standard pins are so good. Oh, and I think I saw this meme on Reddit that was looking at the Penny Standard Pin and Happy Pin. In the Penny Standard Pin, Penny's grinning with this like mouth open, teeth smile, looking really happy. And then the Happy Pin is a slight smirk. Shouldn't that be just reversed? So we've Happy and Happier Penny, but Happier Penny is standard and Happy Penny is the Happy Pin. I don't understand that, but I mean, Power League, I can't wait for Power League just because you can play with randoms and it counts for a separate your rank if we're playing with randoms is a separate rank than if you're playing with a team. So if I decide to just play with a bunch of randoms, everyone's playing with randoms. It's so I'm not like being matched up with people who are like playing full teams. That just sounds really nice and fair. I feel like the prep time for matches might be a bit long, but maybe not. I mean, we'll have to see. You do play 3 matches per game. So if basically the game takes 3 times as long, then the prep phase will not seem to be as long. I hope, but oh gosh, I really hope the matchmaking doesn't take too long. Just because if everyone's scattered across different ranks and it becomes one of the things that, I don't know, less competitive players don't use much, just like the looking for team feature, matchmaking might end up taking a long time, even if you're not even that high in a rank. I also like how your highest power play total count basically puts you in a rank at the very beginning of the first season. So there's bronze, silver, gold, and then there's like purple, red, and then masters, which is the final rank. If you have 900 to like 1049, you start in gold 1, and my best is like, I'm pretty sure it's only a few away from 1,000, so I'm gonna start in gold 1. It would have been really hilarious if the cutoff for another rank was 1,000 because I'd be so close to it. Yeah, 987 power play points. So, yeah, I assume in your profile that's just going to be replaced with highest rank reached. Kairos was also talking about how the rewards for star points will be slightly less than for power play because, again, the Power League season will match up with the Brawl Pass season, so it'll be like 5 times longer, he said, than a power play season is right now. But then he was also talking about how he doesn't really do power play anymore, so it'll actually end up being more power points than he's getting now. But when I hear about people talking about, oh, it's less power star points, what are we gonna do? Ah, it's so frustrating. At this point, do we really care about power points? I'm pretty sure everyone who plays the game, at least a little bit, has every skin except for one or two of the 50K skins. I don't know. I don't. Honestly, I couldn't care less about star points at this point. I mean, getting a 50K skin, Gold Mecha Bow would be really sick, but if I don't get it ever, or if it takes a while, I do not care at all. Also, I want to talk about how they're introducing 2 new prices for gems, for skins. I almost said gem skins, but one of them isn't actually a gem skin. The first of which is Bibilante, where it's like BB Vigilante. Slight color changes. She's wearing like this mask you'd imagine being like a Mad Max movie. And I was actually surprised to see that her main attack has this cool yellow, almost thunder-looking effect on it, which looks really sick. The bat doesn't change at all. She doesn't have any, like, voice lines or animation changes. I guess the basic attack is an animation change. Basically, basic attack looks pretty dang cool, and it's only 50 gems. Now, as you probably all know, skins are generally 30, 80, 150, and 300 gems, so a 50-gem skin is a new thing. And they'll probably be doing this for a while, if not forever. I don't imagine they would add a single 50-gem skin and then never do it again. So that's pretty cool. The other skin that's a different price than normal is actually Smuggler Penny. This is the skin that you unlock the option to buy once you play 5 matches of Power League. Pretty much everyone's gonna get that easy peasy, but it's for star points, and instead of being like a 10k, 50k, 25k, it's actually 2.5k. It's actually a 25k star point skin, so half of a gold mecha skin. Pretty expensive, but honestly, pretty easy to get. I feel like I'm gonna get it right after the first season, just depending on how high I get. I imagine I'm going to be trying to grind out Power League for a while. But, I mean, there's a chance I kind of stop after a little bit. I really hope I'm really into it, because it seems like a really nice idea. I really like the concept. I can't wait to do it. Talking about balance changes, I don't have a list of balance changes pulled up, but I do want to talk about a few of them. Actually, you know what? I'm going to pause this here and go pull up a list. Give me a second. Okay, that took a very long time to find. I eventually went to Coach Corey's actual Reddit account and found the balance changes post where he just has the list. It's very nice. The reason why I didn't check that originally is because when I typed Coach Corey's submissions to look there, I saw his account, but it had zero karma, which is like Reddit's point tally of how many upvotes you get. It had zero, which made me think it was like a fake account, but when I went in there, it was like a visual glitch or something, but so I found it. So there are three reworks to Star Power / gadgets, the first of which going to be Honeycoat is being replaced with a Star Power called Honeycomb, which gives B a 20% damage reduction shield while her attack is supercharged. Not only is first of all, this star power seems kind of cool. I don't think it's going to be that good. It doesn't seem that great. A 20% shield isn't enough to be worth saving it, in my opinion. We'll have to see. But it doesn't seem that great at all, especially for a really squishy brawler like B. But more importantly, I'm so happy they're removing Honeycoat. So now High Trophy Showdown, which I don't really partake in, but it's still annoying. It's not going to be full of just teaming bees. Obviously, there's going to be another brawler that everyone's going to team with. But still, the star power is really annoying. It wasn't good for the balance of Bee as a brawler, just because it's only good in Showdown. In Showdown, it's amazing. In 3v3, it's garbage, so I'm glad they removed it. It wasn't as bad as Extra Life, where they just couldn't buff 8-bit, or he'd be absolutely insane if he wasn't already in Showdown, so that's a good change. From now on, I actually won't be talking about the specific stuff. I'm not going to just read off the balance changes, just because this info has been out for a while, and if you want to get that info, I'm sure there's other podcast episodes that go over it in more depth. Basically, I just want to talk about my opinions and everything, not rehash what's already been shared. I like the rework to Heat Ejector. I don't think it's going to get too many hits, but it's definitely going to get more consistent damage when it does get damage. And Tick's removal of his backup Mind Star Power with the Mind Mania gadget. I don't know why I said Star Power. Basically, his awful backup Mind gadget is being replaced by Mind Mania. And Mind Mania, while it looks really cool, I feel like it could also be kind of annoying sometimes. But it's a neat idea. And just seeing six minds from one basic attack looks kind of crazy. His attack also spreads farther apart at max range and is closer together at close range. It makes sense. I think this was the case with Dynamike this whole time, and now it's happening to Tick. This is like a buff / nerf. It's just a rework. I don't know if their intention was to make him better or worse with this. It was just supposed to make more sense. I don't know. It's a cool idea, and I'm interested to see how it changes Tick's viability. I think with maps that have tighter corridors, it's kind of a nerf because Tick's mines won't really cover that corridor as easily if he's far away. But for maps which corridors are farther apart, like the walls are farther apart, it's a buff because it covers more of the lane. So I think it's really depends on the map if it's a buff or a nerf, but I like the change. Decreased Amber's basic attack damage, but increased her super damage. So as we all know, Amber's basic attack damage is basically the deciding factor on if Amber is broken or if she's garbage. Her attack was insane when she was released, it was nerfed into oblivion, and then she was garbage. And then now it's been buffed back recently, and now Amber is one of the best brawlers. So they're going to be reverting that change again, but the trade-off is that her super does more damage. So I feel like Amber's going to... I mean, Sven was saying that Amber's most likely going to still be one of the best brawlers, but I kind of doubt that. I don't know. I'm guessing Amber's going to be around middle of the pack now, if not above average, but this is a good... I like this change, just because it's not going to make her garbage, but she's definitely not going to stay near the top of the rankings. Edgar, slight health nerf. This is not the nerf Edgar needed. I mean, okay, in 3v3, Edgar was already not that great. I mean, obviously, low trophies, he was a lot better. But at high trophies, Edgar in 3v3 pre-update isn't actually that good. But that doesn't mean that he's not insanely annoying in Showdown. He is insanely annoying in Showdown, and this health nerf is not going to stop that. His health was not the problem. It is the rate of which his health was regened by his basic attacks. He just heals for so much, and you just... In a lot of situations, you just can't kill him. I mean, okay, he's not unkillable. If he jumps on you, you can kill him. It's just that his health regen is normally too much to deal with, and he just takes you out. So while, yes, this will make him worse, I don't feel like this was the correct way to nerf him, but we'll have to see. Jesse nerf, it was deserved. I think this is fine. Mr. P nerf to his health. I feel like they need to nerf Mr. P in a different way or in another way, just because I think the main reason why Mr. P is amazing right now is because of his new gadget. So if they could have somehow nerfed that, maybe gave the porters from the gadget a little less health. I don't know. Maybe he could only use it twice per match. I don't know. They could have done something else, Mr. P, to make him slightly worse. But again, we'll have to see how this changes him. They increased the damage boost from Barley's damage star power by 60 extra, which is pretty nice. His attacks will now deal over 1,100 per tick with this star power. I think that's pretty cool. I like this buff. Extra Noxious was worse in most situations, except for, like, probably maybe Heist. So I like this buff. It's not going to break anything. It's just to balance the star powers. I like it. They also buffed Carl's Protective Pirouette up to 35% reduction instead of 30. It used to be at 40%, which made it one of the best star powers in the game. And then they nerfed it down to 30, and it was much worse than Power Throw. But 35 seems like a nice middle ground. I don't know which star power is going to be better now. His first star power was definitely affected in some way or another by the one tile range nerf that he got, like, an update or two ago. This will help. I like it. They also buffed both of Crow's star powers by a little bit. This is good, just because I feel like at low trophies, Crow is probably already decent. So buffing the star powers is the right way to go. Crow's needed some buffs. This is going to be pretty nice. Crow might actually be decent in 3v3 after this update, which is pretty exciting. They also reverted the damage nerf to Brock's basic attack that they gave a little bit ago. People were saying that it was too much. They just needed to nerf the rocket fuel gadget, which they did. But they also nerfed a bunch of his other attributes, and Brock was pretty bad, honestly, after those nerfs. But this, the reversion to the basic attack damage nerf is going to be pretty nice. He can now 3-shot some brawlers that he couldn't after his nerf, and he can also 2-shot tick again. So this is going to be pretty nice. They also increased, this is a weird one, they increased Gale's super damage by a little bit. What? Okay, I guess when Gale needs a buff, they decide to buff the already minuscule damage from his super that he doesn't even use an insane amount of the time. This is a weird one. I don't know. It's going to help a little bit, obviously, but this is definitely a weird one. Maybe it's just so you can kill people with your super if they're low health and running away more often. I mean, honestly, if you think about it that way, this isn't an awful buff. I mean, that might be okay, just because sometimes an enemy's running away with low health and your super just barely won't kill them. But after this buff, your super might be able to get kills in those situations a little bit more often, so that's not bad. Gene buffed to his health by actually quite a bit. At level 1, that's 400 health. at max level, he's going from a middle-of-the-road 4480 to a decently high 5040. Like, that's a big health buff, and I feel like Gene is actually going to be pretty solid now. I don't know, that's a really big health buff. And then lastly, they also gave Lou's super a tiny bit of damage, just so it doesn't allow enemies to heal. This is a decent buff. They increase the maximum reload speed reduction from his hypothermia star power, which was much worse than his other one. Maybe that was just because I think one of the reasons that people thought it was much worse is because you can't really see the effects that much, but I don't know. His first star power is just really, really strong. So them giving this buff is not bad. I think it's going to be a lot better now. Probably not as good as his first star power. I mean, that stun from the super is just, it's just so nice. And then he also got a very, very minuscule health buff as well. I like these balance changes. Oh, I actually forgot. I saved one for last. I saved the bow buff for last. They increased his damage from his basic attack from 728 to 784. That is definitely decent. I'm pretty sure there were these 1v1 interactions. He can, like, three-shot some brawlers now or something along those lines. I am really happy with this buff. I was thinking to myself, why is Bo so bad? And that is because he doesn't get his damage as consistently or as easy as other brawlers. So he could either use a damage buff or a range buff, just so he gets some of that damage more consistently. And that's what he got. This is not going to boost him into S tier. This is not going to make him even middle of the pack. This is just going to make him slightly better. So if I decide to push Bo, it might not be impossible. So yeah, slight damage buff. I'm happy about it. It's a step in the right direction. Overall, I'm decently happy with these balance changes and reworks. They could have nerfed Edgar a little bit more just so he's slightly less annoying in Showdown. Mr. P could have used more buffs, and let's not even talk about Byron and Colonel. Colonel Ruffs and Byron are arguably the two best brawlers right now, and they did not get any nerfs, so that kind of sucks. I'm starting to think that Byron's just going to be S tier permanently, because Frank's like, oh no, look at the stats, Byron isn't that good, when I think it's mutual with everyone who has at least two trophies that Byron is... Oh, Byron is so good. Please nerf him. I mean, his range is so long. His damage is pretty solid. He's basically Piper and Poco with Da Capo and like... Oh my god, Byron is so good. Why did he not get nerfed? And Colonel Ruffs. I mean, Colonel Ruffs wasn't nearly as annoying as Byron, but he was also really strong, and I don't know why they didn't nerf him either. So, actually, thinking about that, these balance changes weren't actually that great. Best parts about it, in my opinion, though, were the bow buffs, probably the crow buffs, the Brock buff, and the honeycoat removal. Those were my favorite. Also, I feel like Tech's Mind Mania gadget looks pretty cool. Other small things, we're getting some facial animations for some brawlers and animated pins. I think Bo actually got some animated facial expressions, which I like them. They're pretty nice. Jax might have to change his podcast image just because Horace Bo now smiles. So get to Photoshopping. I mean, honestly, I really like the facial animations. They just add more emotion to the game, make it a lot more immersive. I like them. Animated pins just make pins, like, 5 times better, so having more of those is pretty nice. Also, we're going to be able to make Siege and Hot Zone maps. Pretty exciting. I'm kind of scared, but also excited for the garbage that's going to come out of Winner of the Day for those modes. We'll have to see how bad slash good they are. Yeah, I don't think there's really much else in the update that I want to talk about. We got a solid half-hour episode. As I was saying in the beginning, a full episode. It's actually a full ranking coming out tomorrow. Again, I spent over 3 hours on those notes, so It's not much compared to what some of the YouTubers do, but then again, I am not a full-time YouTuber, or a YouTuber at all, actually, so it shouldn't matter. 3 hours for me is quite a bit, and I think some of the other large Brawl Stars podcasts will agree. 3 hours is quite a lot. That is longer than Jackson's recent Q&A episode, which is saying a lot, because that took a long time to listen to. Holy crap. Thank you for listening. Full episode's out tomorrow. I won't threaten you guys with clicking the links in the description for this episode. You guys just have to dread tomorrow, where I will be threatening everyone. And I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.